Hello, my name is Phil Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Mike Bullis, who is Executive Director of the Image Center of Maryland. And Mike's here today to talk to us about various things about the status of folks with disabilities in Maryland, as well as some important things coming up that we all should pay attention to and attend because it affects all of us. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thanks very much, Bill. It's good to be here.
Well, it's wonderful having you back. It's been a few years, and we all look a little grayer and a little older.
It has been. Well, you do. You do. I don't know about me. I look fine. I look exactly the way I always have.
Perpetually 29.
That's
right?
It.
All right. Well, we'll start the show on an optimistic note. This is good. This is good. Okay, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar and didn't catch the show a few years ago, could you tell us a little bit about the Image Center?
Shocked if they didn't catch it a few years ago, yeah, but okay.
And I'm sure they'd remember it.
Absolutely. The Image Center is a center for independent living. It's a sort of a unique creation in that we are a center run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. If you want to learn how to live independently, or if you have a child who wants to learn how to live independently, you come to us and we help you figure things out. Everything from how to cook to clean the house and hate to clean the house and get a job and hate to have a boss and all the things you need to learn in order to be independent. How to use the bus system, how to get around this lovely city that we have here so that you can be a part of the mainstream of society. We are a center that doesn't just tell you how to do it, but shows you how to do it by people who are like you. We have folks with significant disabilities on our staff who do the work and make a difference in people's lives.
That's wonderful. And how can someone find out more information?
Well, you can get a hold of us at, you can call us on the phone at 410-982-6311. That's our main number, and leave a message and we'll get back to you, or somebody will answer the phone. Believe it or not, we still actually have people who answer the phone around there occasionally.
That's good.
And then you can reach us on the web at info@imagemd.org, info@imagemd.org. And that, incidentally, is also the address of our website, imagemd.org. Got a lot of information there about our services. We have programs for veterans. We have youth services programs. We have programs for seniors. So please just get in touch with us. We have housing programs that we help people connect up with housing. We're going to talk about that more a little bit later.
Yep.
But there's a lot going on, so the best thing to do is get a hold of us, and we'll try and get you to the right place, to the right person.
Yeah, the nice thing about the Image Center is that you folks are the experts in these areas, so you know about programs that folks might qualify for that most people don't know about.
We try to know about everything that's out there. One of our services, people say, what's one of your primary services? And we say information and referral, and everybody says, oh, yeah, that's a snoozer. great. But the fact is, there's two things that you need to know. One, you need to know where a program is or how to get to a program. And number two, you need to know how to qualify for it. And a lot of times the problem isn't that people don't know that there's a particular program, but they don't know the ins and outs of how to get into it and how to make it work. Vocational rehabilitation is a great example. I was saying to my staff the other day, we need to have another training on the care and feeding of a vocational rehabilitation counselor. And that involves, what does the program require you to say at the right times in order to get the services that you need? What does the program need you to be interested in order for it to work for you? A lot of people don't get what they want because they don't know how.
Yeah, and which is really a shame, because not only are they entitled to it, but that's why the program is there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the citizens and the state legislature and the federal government put the program there.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. The programs are there. The problem is sometimes there are just so many programs and there are so many places to go. People get overwhelmed. I know it. I have people who call me up in tears sometimes saying, I've talked to 11 people. You're the 12th person. I know you're not going to be able to help me, but I'll talk to you and I'll tell you my story. And very often we can help them figure out what pieces need to be put in place to make things work. It can get very complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Image Center, aside from the fact that all your stuff is for free, right?
Yes.
All your services are for free. You folks have been working with people. And so your staff is patient. And as I'm sure folks have been able to tell in between your little jokes here, and that compassionate and cares about you getting the services that you need.
We are. I would only temper that by saying we have high expectations of you. If you come to us and we make an agreement that we're going to put a plan together, you have to do your part for the plan.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
We're not like a lot of organizations who say, "Oh, you're disabled now. I guess we just can't expect as much out of you." No, absolutely not. We expect you to perform as well as anybody else. If you need some help doing it, fine, we'll help you. But, you know, people who come back to me two or three times and say, "Well, I just didn't feel like getting the work done." I say, "Well, you know what? I just don't feel like taking any more time with you. You need to go back home. And when you're ready, come on down, because then we can work with you." Sometimes it takes several years for someone after a significant disability to decide that it's time to get back into the mainstream. And if it takes you several years and you're just not ready, that's okay. We'll still be here.
Yeah. Yeah. And other people have been in the same boat.
Absolutely. Other people have been where you are. Other people have been through what you're going through. Part of the frustration for folks a lot of times is that they've never seen anyone like them be successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we humans are great imitators. We imitate those around us. And if the, you know, whether we like it or not, if the examples around us are poor examples, we tend to grow up like
That's right.
On the other hand, if we have good, solid examples, then we tend to grow up like other folks. I gained a lot when I was in my 20s. I was a blind guy, and I met a bunch of other blind people who were very successful at traveling with a cane, and met a guy who built a house, and
wow.
I was very impressed, and I started realizing, hey, these guys aren't any smarter than I am. I can learn what they know. But up until then, I didn't think I could do any of that stuff, because I thought, well, you know, you're blind. You have to be, quote, realistic.
That's
the thing that kills everybody.
Right.
I got to be realistic. Well, I don't know what realism is, but we need to figure it out for any particular disability.
Yeah, I mean, the classic example, of course, is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR. His mother said, "Well, you have to be realistic, Franklin, and you have to go back in our, you know, we have a nice house that you can stay in, and you can just take it easy and you know, be comfortable there." And he refused to do it.
Yeah, he did. And he realistically went out and became president. And yet he's the exception in the sense that most of us can't just make a life out of nothing. We have to have examples. And so my dream, by the way, is that one of these days we'll be able to set up an online system where you'll be able to specify your specific limitations. Maybe you can't use three fingers on your right hand, and maybe your left arm doesn't work at all, but you still want to hold cups. You still need to mow the lawn and take out the garbage and do all the things that you need to do. So we'll be able to show you people just like you and how they solve problems, because we fundamentally believe that people need to see it to believe it. The way they could see it and believe it now that we have the World Wide Web is they should be able to see other people just like them. And then maybe even connect up with those people and say, "Hey, how did you do this?" Or maybe we could figure out how to do this other thing that I want to do. Maybe I am trying to build a house or get out in the woods, or maybe split wood, or whatever the thing might be. We ought to be able to show people how other people just like them have solved problems, so that we aren't spending our time every day reinventing the wheel. Right now, sadly enough, mostly those people who are successful with disabilities are people who can make up a life on their own. They shouldn't have to do that. They should be able to see other people and benefit and profit from their success.
Amen. That's a great idea. It's true. Let's talk about the Housing Day for Action, because that's coming up real soon.
Yes.
And it's a very important day for all of us to be involved in, because it affects each one of us.
So on July 29th, at McKeldin Square, which is that little piece of land right off of Pratt Street down by the Inner Harbor. 101 East Pratt is its address. You can't miss it. It gets in your way if you're trying to drive straight. We're going to get hundreds of people down there to really speak out about housing and the importance of housing in our lives. We have people from all walks of life who are going to talk about the things they have benefited from housing programs, everything through HUD and other local housing programs. Organizations and individuals are going to be there. Hundreds of people are going to gather from 11:30 to 1. It's a Saturday, July 29th. Please come on down. Let's show our strength, because there are major federal cuts proposed to housing. In fact, some of them just passed out of committee this week in the House side. We'll see what happens on the Senate. But literally, Maryland could stand to lose $173 million in housing funding starting in October. So this is coming up and it's for real. If you want to put that in some kind of perspective, that's about $27 per person that you now pay for, so that low-income people, so that people with disabilities and seniors will have a place to live and a place to thrive in our communities. It pays for things like housing vouchers. It also pays for home remodeling funds for low-income folks. If we don't have those, if we don't have those funds, people are going to be homeless. People are going to be out on the street, and we've got to protect those programs. We began housing programs in the 1900s, early 1900s in this country, with the realization that people shouldn't have to die in the streets. We've come a very, very long way. We still have some homelessness, and some of these funds help with that as well. But what we cannot do is simply stop our investment in helping people have a roof over their head and stability so that their kids can get an education and become contributors. We've helped millions of people in this society make a difference in their lives and in the lives of our communities. And it's a shame to think that that investment goes away.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on today, Mike, was because you know what that money will do. You work with the folks that will be homeless. Look, if that money's not there.
Look, $66 million right here in the city of Baltimore is spent annually on housing programs. We're helping remodel many houses in order to make them habitable again. Do we still have tens of thousands of unoccupied homes? Yes, we do. But a lot fewer than we would have were we not investing in some of these homes.
Yep.
Nonprofits around the city benefit. Meals on Wheels programs are funded through community development block grants. All of these programs are going to get significantly cut or completely zeroed out. The community development grants are completely gone in the president's budget at this point. So we've got to preserve the programs for the most vulnerable among us so that we can help them become strong, participating parts of our society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, the Housing Day of Action, one more time, is at?
This is July 29th at, from 11:30 to 1 at McKeldin Square. 10 organizations are sponsoring the event. Almost anybody you can name who's housing and involved in housing around the state is involved. This is a statewide effort on our part. We're joining, by the way, with what's called the National Week of Housing Action. It began with a National Day of Housing on July 29th and now has spread to the entire week. Events are being held all over the United States, so we're hopeful that we can make a loud noise in Baltimore, as close as we are to Washington, D.C., to let people know that change of this significance is not appropriate, that we need to continue a consistent effort on behalf of housing in this country.
Absolutely. And what folks at home can do, aside from coming to the Housing Day of Action, if you're not able to come, you can still help by.
Well, I think there are several things you can do. One is try to get down to Washington. There are going to be some demonstrations over the next few months about housing. You know, we have a unique opportunity here in Maryland and sort of a unique situation. It is true that unless you live on the Eastern Shore, your congressional folks are Democrats and they're probably voting for housing programs.
Yeah.
However, you are 35, 40 miles away from Washington, D.C., so you can go down and be the numbers that make the difference in these areas. It's really hard for somebody from Oregon or California or Idaho or Montana to get out here. Some people take a week off work just to come out here for a rally or for a meeting. You need to come down, take that afternoon that it would take for you to head down to Washington, D.C. and make a difference in some of these rallies.
Absolutely.
It's numbers that count.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, we're about out of time. Mike, could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure.
For the Image Center of Maryland.
You can reach us at info@imagemd.org or at 410-982-6311. We're out in Towson on Joppa Road. The big round building at 300 East Joppa, the Hampton Plaza.
And on the web?
And on the web at imagemd.org, imagemd.org.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Al. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful having you. Come back again.
Thanks.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Our guest today has been Mr. Mike Bullis, who is Executive Director of the Image Center of Maryland. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Appreciate it.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.